These are your latest Manchester United headlines, and I'm Jack Ogilby. First up, Paul Pogba returned from injury to send Manchester United into the Europa League quarterfinals, and boss Ole Gunnar Solskjaer says the midfielder will continue to make a big impact in the final stages of the season. The Frenchman scored the winner against AC Milan at the San Siro 3 minutes after being introduced as a half-time sub in the second leg of an evenly poised last 16 time. The 28-year-old was making his first appearance in the competition this season after coming back from a thigh injury, which has kept him out since February the 6th. Until his intervention, Solskjaer's side had rarely looked like breaking the deadlock against a well-organised Milan team, who also appeared capable of adding to a late away goal that had swung the tie in their favour at Old Trafford. I was speaking afterwards, the Norwegian said that his French midfielder is set to make a very big difference in the closing stages of the campaign. Moving on, and Paul Scholes thinks the time has come for Dean Henderson to replace David De Gea as United's first-choice goalkeeper. De Gea has been absent from the last 5 games in all competitions with the Spaniard on paternity leave, and in that time Henderson has kept 4 clean sheets. The 24-year-old, who has been called up to the England squad for their upcoming World Cup qualifiers, made a mistake in the first leg clash of AC Milan, but was a safe pair of hands in last night's return game. Scholes, who was on pundit to duty for BT Sport, believes when De Gea does return to the squad, Solskjaer should persist with the English youngster. Finally, and speaking of goalkeepers, Football Insider suggests that the club are looking at Aston Villa's Emiliano Martinez. The Red Devils are planning a major overhaul of their keeping ranks by recruiting 2 senior shot stoppers at the end of the season. A source close to Football Insider suggested that 28-year-old Martinez is top of their target list for his outstanding debut campaign at Villa Park. That's all for now. We'll have more later.